Oh, you're listening to the Two Guys Talking Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Green Gab Podcast, a place to gab with people rocking it in green. Green homes, green living, green companies. Join Marla Esser-Close, green home coach and author of Living Green Effortlessly, Simple Choices to a Better Home, and Tony Pratt, the director of builder relations at The Sound Room. Here are your hosts, Marla and Tony.
So the Green Gab Podcast is on the go, and we're roaming the St. Louis Home and Garden Show and talking to a lot of the exhibitors here at the show. So I've stopped by the second sitting booth to talk to Carolyn. How are you today?
Hello, I'm good. Thank you.
I love your booth. If we weren't just audio, I could show everybody what it looks like, but you're going to have to use your imagination. So tell us what Second Sitting does.
Well, Second Sitting is a resale and consignment home furnishings and accessories store. We're located in Baldwin at the corner of Manchester and Wyben Road. We do a lot of furniture from interior designers, from display homes, from staging companies, from showrooms in the area that are turning over their merchandise. So most of our furniture, 90% of our furniture is pre-owned, pre-loved. And we say that we are in the recycling business because we are recycling good used furniture.
Yeah, totally. Good old reuse.
That's right. Uh-huh. So we are always getting new things in every day. We get furniture and accessories almost every day of the week. And every time you come into our store, it's a new store.
I've been in a few times, and I definitely can vouch for that. It took us a minute to figure out I'd been in the store, but I'm so glad I recognize that. Like, I love this chandelier. And what's so amazing about what y'all have done is you put it all together. So you let us see how things can go together, even though they may be very unique pieces. You may never see a piece like this again, but putting it all together so you can visualize and you can get ideas is so helpful. And, you know, I'm seeing a lot of the consignment stores for clothing starting to do the same thing, even some of the online. And it helps.
Right. Absolutely. Helps, if you can visualize it, which most people can't visualize it unless they're a creative type of person. But if you're a visual person, it's easier to be able to see what something looks like when it's out of context.
Very cool.
But there are several of us at the store have interior design degrees, so we have the background for interior design, and we're able to put things together a little bit more creatively than people that aren't trained in that kind of decorating.
So do you have people bring a piece in that they're trying to work into a configuration in their homes, and then you help them look for something?
Very often we do, yes.
Nice.
We have a lot of people that will bring in paint swatches or a sofa cushion or a picture that they're looking for something to go with, and we try to help them put the things together. Very often somebody will buy a table, and then they need lamps to go with it, so we'll put lamps on the table, and then they need something, you know, some accessories to go with it, so we add the color, and we add the texture and everything, and sometimes they walk out with a lot more than just the table that they came in for.
I'm having that problem just looking at the booth because I've already got my eye on a couple of things.
Sometimes that happens.
I bought something at the last year's home show that was a similar kind of a deal.
Right.
It was in one of the display homes. And it went home with me. Yeah, I love it. And it is still very well loved. So, well, I am so excited to see you guys here at the home show. So what value are you getting from being here at the home show?
It's just a great venue. You're in an area where people are so open to a lot of different ideas, something that they haven't thought about before. We also have our venue set up to show you what you can do with a mix of things and things that you might have in your home. And we show you how to upcycle them so that you're showing what you can do with what you already have, not necessarily purchasing new furniture all the time.
I love it.
And using what you've got.
Love it, love it, love it. I need to take you to Oklahoma City with me.
We can do that.
I know. I work here and live there, so sometimes I'm never sure which city my foot's in. So, well, Carolyn, thank you so much. So tell people, our listeners, how to find you if they're in St. Louis and how to find you online if they're not.
Okay, so in St. Louis, we're on Manchester Road at the corner of Wideman and Manchester, and our website is secondsitting.com.
There you go. Hey, thank you so much for being at the home show and sharing what you're doing with our listeners. We just really appreciate it.
Thank you for talking with us today.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Wouldn't it be cool if your advertising could last forever? It can with Perpetual Advertising. Here's how it works. Unlike TV or radio ads, where every instance the ads are broadcast, they're only played once and lost forever. Perpetual advertising can have repeat exposure and replayability weeks, months, and even years after they're inserted in a podcast. So even if a podcast is a few years old, your ads will still be impactful to repeat listeners, as well as new listeners. This gives your advertising dollar the most bang for the buck. Find out more about perpetual advertising at twoguystalking.com/sponsors.
Check out the book, Living Green Effortlessly, Simple Choices for a Better Home, to make simple changes to buying habits that affect a home both inside and out. Marla Esser-Close shows consumers ways to make any home a green home. Get the book now at livinggreenbook.com. That's livinggreenbook.com.
You can try and learn about voiceover all by yourself, or you can get you and your voice to school. Check out Voice Farmers VoiceOver Academy today and learn how you can make money with your voice. It's all available over at voicefarmers.com. That's voicefarmers.com.
You're joining the Green Gap Podcast at the St. Louis Home and Garden Show, and we keep having awesome people drop by our podcast booth while we are out here making magic.
Absolutely.
Don't you love it?
It's a cavalcade of all-star guests.
Cavalcade. Wow, there's a word.
I like that one.
You crack me up.
You can't tell I've been podcasting for 4 days in a row.
I know. You'd think we'd run out of words by now, but they keep coming.
I saved that one for one of the last episodes.
Well, Jenny Owens just dropped by the booth, and I know Jenny from a businesswomen organization we have both been in. And you have a really fun business organization in both that you do. Introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. So my name's Jenny Owens, and I'm the founder of the Upcycle Treasure Box. And we're located in South County. And basically, we're a creative reuse center where we take recyclable materials and put it back into the hands of the public. So, and then we also have some multi-purpose rooms that we also use for different kinds of events. So every month we do Bunko, and we have Coloring for a Cause, and we also have Yard Sale Wednesday every fourth Wednesday of the month.
Wow.
Yeah, so we have a lot of things going on.
Some different things. I like that.
Yeah, and we have some classes that we have scrapbooking and card making classes that happen on the third Wednesday of the month. And we're always open for people to come and teach classes at the studio as well.
Oh, very cool. Talk a little bit more about this whole upcycled treasures thing.
Yeah. So basically what we do is we take recyclable materials that you thought you were going to use or you thought had another purpose and can be reused for another purpose, of course, such as like toilet paper rolls or paper towel rolls, soda bottles, Pringle cans, and of course, crayons, markers, pencils, or that little weird thing that you saw in the house that you were going to throw away and you didn't want to throw it away because you thought somebody could use it for something. We usually take those kind of things.
We all have those.
Somebody can always use, they'll find a purpose for it to be used for.
So who all donates stuff to you?
We have organizations and individuals that do donate to us.
Okay.
We have a few science labs that donate to us, so we have science lab equipment. And then we also have schools, of course, donate stuff to us. So we also have what are called teacher swaps. So we have those twice a year, one at the beginning of the school year and one at the end of the school year, where teachers come and bring their materials that they're not using in their classroom anymore. And for $5, they can take out as much stuff as they can.
Wow.
We subjectize table areas, and then they come and take stuff off their tables and take as many bags full of stuff out of there for $5.
There you go, grab bag.
Right.
So do a lot of teachers know about this? Do they get to use it? Or?
I mean, we've only been in existence for a year. Our birthday was on February 29th because we opened on leap year last year. So we have had our first birthday come by. The word is out. We also partner with the Melville-Oakville Alumni Association. They're in the same office space as us.
Okay.
So they're my non-for-profit sponsor. And the district, a lot of the district teachers come and use our facility in the Melville-Oakville district. Every day I'm getting people in not knowing that we were there and, you know.
Oh, I bet. For you that are listening that aren't familiar with St. Louis metropolitan area, Melville-Oakville is a
South St. Louis
subdivision
County.
Thank you. I can't get my words out. This is a great idea, and I've seen a few similar things in a couple of other places, but it's just a great idea to move resources around and reuse stuff. And so many schools seem to be strapped for having enough supplies.
Yeah, actually, I was just asked to do a STEM day at...
Wait, what's STEM?
STEM. Okay, so STEM is science, technology... Actually, it's STEAM for them. It's science, technology, engineering, art, and math.
Whoa, that's a big one.
Yeah. Depending on what school district you're talking to, because some of them do STEAM, some of them do STEM, and some of them do... The Catholic schools add an R in there. I can't remember how... STREAM, I think is what they call that. But anyway, so a lot of the schools are going to that. And so basically it's taking reusable materials and making something out of it that's going to be beneficial for the earth. Honing in on those scientific, technology, engineering, and math, and art type of areas. So I'm going to be doing some projects with the Melville School District. One of their schools is having that.
Such a big emphasis right now on science, technology, engineering, and math, and the arts.
Right.
There's such a big emphasis right now on using our stuff a little wiser, and I love it. You kind of help accomplish all that.
Right. And the Melville School District is actually, they're starting the School of Innovation next year.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so they're taking one of the buildings that are in the district and restructuring and rebuilding it, and it's going to be the School of Innovation. And so the school has, the students have to apply to get in there, so they have to have reach a certain, I don't know if it's, they have to test into this school in order to get in there, because there's only going to be so many spots available in that area. But it's all going to be it's all going to be based on the STEM method. So they're doing a lot. That's where everything is going with these days, is going
trying to
STEM.
Train the future.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's what you're doing. You're trying to train the future workforce.
Yes, so many creative solutions too. If people aren't in the St. Louis area, can they find a resource or call you to find a resource? Or how do we help them find something like this in their hometown?
There are. Most states do have a creative reuse center somewhere in that state.
Okay.
There is. A lot of them partner with colleges. Like there's one in U of I. There's one that partners with U of I in Illinois.
Okay.
There's one that was based out of Chicago, but they lost their funding. Okay. So it all depends on funding in their areas.
So what should they Google to find it?
Creative reuse centers.
Okay.
Yeah. They Google creative reuse. Yeah, that should be. Scrap is a huge organization. It's a nationwide organization that
Scrap,
S-C-R-A-P.
Okay.
And that is an organization that also helps. They have a lot of different locations in different cities that is the same thing, creative reuse center, and they take and have studio space as well and stuff like that. Do the same thing I do.
So many things up on Pinterest and YouTube about all this creative reuse, and so you guys are actually putting all that knowledge to work.
Yes, we are. We are one of four different creative reuse. There's probably more that I know, but I know of four that strictly use recyclable materials. Some of the other art studios that are in the area use art. And they buy regular product and use, like regular paint or regular, things like that. Where all of our things that come in the studio definitely are recyclable materials. So we want to definitely use, we only use recyclable materials in our art projects.
Nice. We appreciate that. How do people find you?
Well, I'm located in South County and my address is 2625 Telegraph.
Okay.
I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram.
Facebook page?
My Facebook page is Upcycle Treasure Box /STL Teacher Trading Post.
Okay.
And then I'm also on Instagram, Pinterest, and I haven't done, and Twitter.
Okay.
So those are the, and then I have my website, which is www.stlteachertradingpost.com.
Super.
It's not the best website because I am doing it myself. So
DIY, right?
Right. I do need a web designer to help me out if there's anybody that wants to donate time to help with doing a new web design. But it does give you a little bit of information about and my big list of materials that we do take.
Oh, that's okay. So they can go to your website and they click on what to get that list of materials?
Materials. Yeah, it'll say needed materials.
Okay. And how do people contact you if they want to come in to buy materials? Same way?
Yes. Well, they can either message me on Facebook or my phone number is 314-791-0269, and they can always message me. And depending on if I'm out doing special events, then I'm not going to be in the shop and I didn't get a volunteer to help with the shop. So I might be closed. So I always post on Facebook and Twitter if I'm not going to be in the shop because of some type of other off-premise event.
Okay, so as we wrap up, we have to ask why you're wearing a cow on your head.
So the reason for the cow is I'm also an Oberweis home rep deliver.
What is Oberweis? Not everybody right. here will probably have access to that.
So Oberweis is a dairy that's been around since 1927. It's located in northern Illinois. And basically, I sign up people for home delivery service. We have over 250 products that you can have delivered right to your front door.
I did it for a long time. It was great.
As a home delivery,
milk is wonderful.
Right.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, as a home delivery
bottles.
Right. As a home delivery rep, I can make my own schedule, so it kind of helps with that with the shop as well. So
nice.
But if you are interested in having all your groceries delivered for cheaper than having a pizza delivered, then you can call me as well.
So we will post a picture of Jenny and the cow on her head
Her name is Bitsy.
Bitsy.
Bitsy. Mm-hmm.
So we will post that on the Green Gab Facebook page, so check it out if you're wondering what we're talking about.
It's worth the visit.
It is. Hey, you can visit the Green Gab podcast to get all of our episodes. We have had so much fun having so many people that we can share with the bigger world. Check it out at greengabpodcast.com. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. And Jenny, thanks so much for coming around and making a stop.
Thank you for letting me talk about everything.
Well, we appreciate it, and we appreciate you rocking it in green.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Green Gab Podcast and for joining us on our own personal green odyssey as we change the world one Green Gab podcast at a time. What did you learn about during this episode? Tell us now by visiting our website at greengabpodcast.com. And remember to connect with us via iTunes, Facebook, and Twitter. Links to do all of this are at our website, greengabpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, but more importantly, thanks for rocking it in green.